can find it. I can't even get on a landline.
I'm going to tell you, there is definitely a difference in by age.
Who has
a phone and who does not have a phone.
Well, I won't say landline. Which family member of mine still has a landline.
I have a landline.
Okay.
Do you?
I have
for
a landline.
For what?
I don't know because I don't use it. I don't use it. Now, we're going to switch gears a little bit here because, you know, during the Shark Pool event when we, that was such an amazing event put on by the African American Chamber. And I was talking how we were going to have in the studio, the littlest entrepreneur, how I was at Kroger and we were talking and she was telling me about her business. And then she gave me her business card. And so I thought I would invite her into the studio. And what's amazing about her now is that since she gave me her business card, she's added another title to her name. And she's a CEO of her own business, but she also has a new title. So, Aaliyah, welcome to Sister Speak.
Thank you.
Hi, Aaliyah.
Hi.
And some of us know her as Tink, but we'll just use your professional name, okay?
She's beautiful.
Now, tell us what happened to you. You have that crown on your head.
Well, I was in the Miss Teen Cincinnati pageant, and I won my age division. I'm Miss Junior Preteen Cincinnati.
And how old are you?
9 years old.
9 years old. Now, I was trying to show her how to walk because based on Tyler's and Tierra's, but she did her own thing, thank goodness, and she won her division. So, now tell us about the pageant. What did you have to do, and what happens next?
Well, next year, I'm going to go, in December, I'm going to go to Orlando, Florida with my family for the national pageant.
All right. Now, what kind, did you have to do a talent portion?
No, it was just more about personality and just walking out on the stage and having fun.
Okay. All right.
Adorable. How much money do you need, child? What do you need? Because I'm in. This is blowing my mind already. I'm just looking
at the crown, and I'm like, okay, the crown just looks so wonderful. And, Jerry, you're talking about teaching her how to walk, and I'm thinking, like, can you smize, you know, with your eyes? Do you have to do that? You better go on.
Now, I have to tell you that Aaliyah is a very special young lady, and I have known her for a long time. But I was in Kroger, and, you know, we were talking about starting your own business, and she whipped out a card and said, hey, you know, my mom, you know, we'll give you a call when we have some free time. So she was coming on the show. But Aaliyah, tell people about your business.
Well, the name of my business is PPJ, Pretend Parties by Jonay. Jonay is my middle name. But it started in 2008 when I wanted to have more than one birthday party, and I asked my grandma if I could, and she said, yeah. And ever since, I made my own pretend birthday parties, and now I want to have my own party business.
All right. Now, tell us, so your birthday is in December, in July.
Yeah.
But you had one in December, and I remember because we all... But you've always had themes. Talk about some of the themes that you've had.
Well, the newest theme I had was a Hollywood party. And me and my friends and my family got to walk down a red carpet. We had our own Hollywood menus, and we got to dance and sing and music.
All right. And I've seen pictures and videos from these parties. Have you done a pink party?
Yeah, an all-pink party.
You did an all-pink party. And what are some of the other themes that you've come up with?
Well, I had a princess and a frog party and an Alice in Wonderland party.
Okay. And so now...
And a fashionista party.
Fashionista. I remember the fashionista party.
When you had the next fashionista party, can I come? Please invite me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So you took this idea and you said, hey, I enjoyed these pretend parties so much. Why don't I take it to the next level and turn this into a business? And that's what you've done, right?
Yeah.
So have you booked any parties or are you still in the marketing stage?
We're still in the position of getting registered, but we're trying to get our business together.
You're trying to get the business plan together.
And what do you want to help other kids do?
Well, the party is really about, the business is really about for kids who wanna have parties, but their parents might not be able to afford it at that time. It's just about imagination.
I can't even close my jaw. It's just sitting open like down, you know, how I just at 9 years old that this is what our, this is not the story that we hear from our community. So here's a young lady who loves parties. And what person does not like to have a party, make believe party, whatever it is. I applaud you. You are doing a phenomenal job, and your future is so bright. You need to put your sunglasses on.
Well, one of the things, one of the things, like I said, I've known her for a long time. She's always been an extremely articulate little girl and very driven, very, very driven. And her mother's very driven, too, I would have to say. And one of their things, as I talked about, is one of the things that, you know, she's talked to Leah about is dream big. That's their motto.
Dream big and make it happen.
Yeah, dream big and make it happen. And so what do you plan down the line? I mean, or do you want to expand your parties or just create other businesses from that?
Well, I more want to expand my parties. I want to do more business stuff. I want to travel. I want to be able to go around the world and do it.
Well, you know, too, do you have parties for boys? Will you do a theme party for boys?
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Yes, I love it. Yeah. I mean, really, this is true entrepreneurship
right.
in the making. And your professionalism, your demeanor, your personality.
Her poise.
Your poise, your beauty. I can see why you won the pageant. And you're going to make an awesome entrepreneur and business owner. And you'll be able to employ people and impact the world.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we have a caller for Aaliyah. And we'll take that caller when we come back right after this on 1230 The Buzz.